From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida Grand Opera is fighting for survival. The Florida Grand Opera is trying to stay afloat after years of decline. They hosted a series of town hall meetings last week to reach out to the community for help. Lisanne Ramos reports on how the organization plans to turn things around.
Florida Grand Opera has hit some hard times. Since 2006, they've spent over $19 million more than they've taken in.
We knew there was a problem. I knew there was a problem when I came.
That's Susan Danis, General Director of FGO. She's been working for 2 years to implement a new strategy for the opera.
It was time to really take everything, lay it out on the table, look at the artistic problems, look at the financial problems. It's been totally consuming, and we've still been producing opera.
The budget was slashed for the 2014-2015 season. A staff of 40 was reduced to 18. Now the organization is reaching out to the community to showcase their new plan. To do this, they've been hosting town hall meetings around South Florida. Lifelong opera lover Judy Berger attended one of the meetings in Coral Gables. Her favorite FGO initiative is to introduce opera to schools.
If we're going to create an audience that's going to live after us, we have to expose these children to opera. And the fact that we bring this opera and we let these children come to dress rehearsals opens their eyes.
Florida Grand Opera plans to host another series of town hall events soon. They also hope to implement what was a successful activity in San Francisco, Opera at the Ballpark. It would be a live streaming of one of their operas on the screen at Marlins Park for free. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.
And remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.